Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once more to the Neighborhood Listen, the podcast that looks at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls, USA.
Oh, that's right. Don't get it twisted. We're not anywhere but USA.
That's right. We are a town in the United States.
Yes. Bert, you had your lips pursed for a good 3 seconds before you said welcome. It was great. It was like your lips were prepped. No, but people can't see that because it's a podcast.
I loved it. I wonder if I went into a fugue state for a brief moment.
No, I think you just, but that's not a bad thing for the podcast.
Is it?
Okay, maybe not a fugue
state. Is that true?
You got into the moment.
Getting into the zone.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, we are in the US of A.
That's right.
Just to return to that.
We got that crossed off the list. Joan Pedestrian, and mm-hmm. I am Burnt Mia Payday. Yes. We are citizens of Dignity Falls. Mm-hmm. This is our neighborhood. We love it, and we love sharing it with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We found out we have listeners in other countries.
Oh, it was very exciting.
It was strange to me.
It was strange.
Sometimes I forget anybody's
listening.
Oh, sure. Sometimes it's like we're just doing this for ourselves. Yeah. But we have a listener who is in Argentina.
Yes.
And we want to say hello to him.
Hi.
Or her.
Do we have any more information? We don't have the name.
I wasn't aware of this.
I think we would have been better if we had the name.
No, I wish we did.
And maybe learned how to say hi.
If you are an Argentinian listener, please write into us because we'd love to know who you are. But we do have one listener. Primarily our listenership is here in Dignity Falls.
Yes.
And then we do have someone in Argentina and we have someone in Connecticut.
Oh, right. Which is also,
also in the USA.
Yes.
Don't
can't argue with it. Don't get it twisted.
You can't argue.
You know what? You cannot make an argument about that.
Now, Joan is, of course, my co-host here, and I'm her co-host. Mm-hmm. Just so you know that we're equal hosts.
Yes.
And Joan is a realtor here in Dignity Falls.
I am.
As well as just a hell of an actor. Oh, let me say it.
Wow.
Let
okay,
me say
thank
it.
You. I wasn't sure what you were going to say.
I wasn't either. And Joan is an entertainer par excellence.
Oh my goodness. That's quite a mouthful. But I appreciate it.
Mouthful of French.
And let me say, it's a mouthful of French. And let me say that Bert is a fine, fine pharmacist.
Thank you very much. Just fine.
I enjoy the alliteration, but if you didn't like it, then fine. Fine, fine pharmacist, par excellence.
Fantastic is also alliterative.
Oh my gosh. You know
phenomenal.
What? You know what? I think fine is actually very to the point and I think it's better. That's just me.
Well,
when you say you're a fine person, I just think what a lovely compliment that is.
But it depends on the inflection. If you say, you're a fine person.
Well, now you've just ruined it.
Blame the English language. Don't blame me, Joan.
I blame the tone. You know, people always say, Doug and I fight about this all the time, you know, that I say tone matters. And I don't think men like that argument as much. Doug, my husband and our engineer, by the way.
That's right. And Doug, where are you recording us from today?
I'm in the vision board room.
The vision board room?
Yes.
Board room.
Yes,
the board room.
We just call it the board room. Sometimes we like to have meetings in there. There's a long table. There is a long table with swivel chairs.
Right.
And like, you know, little speakers to take a call and some bottles of water.
Do you use Cisco Telesystems?
Yes.
Now, only the best.
Now, this of course, houses your vision board as well as your dream board. Because I know I believe the order was, first they have to go on the dream board, and then if they're good enough, they get promoted to the vision board.
You mean me specifically?
Yes.
Have we talked about this before?
We actually have.
Wow. You remember more than I do. That's fantastic.
I remembered it very recently.
Can you take me through my process one more time?
Yes. I believe it was that you had you have two boards. You have a vision board and
sounds
a dream
like me.
Board. And I think that first it's a dream. And if it passes muster, it gets promoted to the vision board.
You know what? It's true. Because isn't that just how things start anyways? Just a dream.
Exactly.
This podcast started as a dream.
The telephone.
Literally, I had a dream about it.
We've never discussed that.
I know. It was weird because you had Doug's head and he had yours. But other than that, it was exactly like this podcast.
What to make of that?
I don't know. Better not look into it too far.
We had our own bodies and our own clothes.
Yes.
But we just had each other's heads.
Correct.
Was that, to you, in the dream, was that confusing or were you just like, this is normal?
Yeah, it was like one of those things where you're like, it's like my two, I almost said friends. Well, one of them's my husband. It's like my husband and my friend, but not. Do you know what I mean?
Do you feel like you married your best friend?
Oh, I do. I really do.
That's nice.
You know what I do?
That's nice when people say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it gets overused. I also have many other best friends, just to be fair. But I mean, I have a lot of best friends. Women have more friends than men, don't you?
I know,
think?
But you're talking about tone, and then you say you have more than one best friend,
and you just call me your best
friend. But it's different if it's a woman. Oh, but you're my best guy friend. How about that?
What husband doesn't want to hear that? You're my best guy friend. You're my best home friend.
Yeah, that's right. You're my best friend at home.
Because you have your work friends, you have your home friends.
I do.
Yes,
I do. Listen, again, I do think that we have more friends. We just have more friends. I know you have the gang at the pharmacy.
I have the gang at the pharmacy. And let me tell you something. We talked about this recently, but I am making the move to the Dignity Falls Missy.
This is very exciting. This is for those of you who, it's this fantastic new pharmacy, but
beautiful.
The reason it says
State
Falls Missy, there is going to be an actual waterfall in the middle.
That's right.
And also you can get many services done here, right? It's sort
oh
of like,
God.
It's
so
not just a pharmacy. It's not just a Falls Missy.
It's not just a Falls Missy. You, of course, there'll be like a grocery aisle or two
of
in
course.
There.
Yes.
You can buy stationery supplies.
Yes.
Will there be as seen on TV items?
There are as seen on TV items. Yes.
That's right. There's going to be one table.
They will be
Doug
a
loves
table.
Those.
Yeah, we'll
he
put
really,
them on
he
table.
Would buy every single one of them if he could.
What's your favorite one, Doug? That you've seen on TV.
I like the toaster, but just for hot dogs.
I haven't
right,
seen
not for,
that.
Not specific, for,
haven't
not
seen
for hot dog rolls,
one.
But for
not
hot
for
dogs.
Not for hot dog buns.
It
hot
toasts
dog
a hot dog.
It's not for hot dog buns or hot dog rolls. It's just for hot dogs.
That's right, yeah.
Are you talking about the kind they have like at a 7-Eleven where it does look like a toaster oven, but it's just rolling them slowly?
No, these are...
those always, I know,
to have
right?
one of those
Is there
in
anything
home?
More depressing?
Oh, it would make me very sad.
So wait, I'm sorry. Okay, so then explain it.
Okay, well, I believe it's like yellow plastic.
Oh.
And it has specific holes that you put the hot dog in as if it were
vertically.
Toast. And it actually does have bun holes too.
And it's made of plastic?
I believe so.
How does the heating element
Obviously, there's just probably a wonderful shellacked yellow finish on the outside. But on the inside, I'm sure it's a little bit more.
It imparts flavor, much like a cast iron.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Really?
Oh, so you can enjoy the flavor of plastic?
Of yellow plastic, yes.
It imparts flavor.
Hot yellow plastic.
That's what it says on the corner of the box. It imparts flavor with an exclamation point.
What I do love about eating anything that's prepared in a cast iron skillet is the metallic taste to my mouth. Yes. That's what I love. I'm like, did I cut my lip? No.
Do you know what
just I mean?
Do you
know all
those like movies from the... All those movies when people just hit someone over the head with a frying pan, and I always thought, well, that's all not realistic them. Until I held an actual cast iron skillet. Those things yeah. are damn heavy. They are a blunt object.
Oh, you thought the realism was challenged that I the did. Person...
Well, you know why? Because also the sound it made, like in a cartoon, it would always be like a kang, right. and it's like, no. I it would be a much say, deeper thud.
I thought you were going to say because the person survived this attack.
Because no, they someone... never do.
What? Well, what are these movies where people are murdering people with a skillet?
They die a slow death. No,
just bleeding out on the floor.
I'm mainly thinking of fried green tomatoes. Kings.
You're mainly thinking of fried green tomatoes. Okay. Now, I have not seen that film.
Lily Tyson's character kills him with her, and she's amazing in it. It's one of my favorite movies.
Whose character does
Cicely
what?
Tyson.
Cicely Tyson. I didn't know she was in that movie.
Well, I just spoiled it for you because it's an amazing
movie. Oh, is she a surprise cameo?
No, but it's a surprise murder. It's a surprise murder.
Whom did
it's
she murder?
It's a reveal at the end. You oh, can tell horrible.
And listen, if you want to skip ahead, folks.
Abusive, racist white man. It's a great ending. It's a great reveal.
And is she prosecuted? For this or
no. Oh, Bernie, you've got to see this film. It's fantastic. It's feminist. It's got Mary Sue Masterson and Kathy Bates. Jessica Tandy and Mary Louise Parker.
Here's
and
all Tyson. I know. This okay. is all I know about it.
Okay,
is that Kathy Bates intentionally hit someone with her car in the parking
yes,
lot.
Tawanda. Yes,
that's all
that's
I know.
That's what she yells.
She's older and she has more insurance.
That's right. She says, "Oh, but you got to say it like her." Face it, ladies. I'm older and I have more insurance. Oh, it's so good.
That was uncanny.
I don't really think I sounded like her, but again, it's all about tone. I wanted the tone to get it across.
Joan, you're absolutely right. What were we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, the
I
the
could talk
missing.
About fried. Could this be a fried green tomatoes episode?
Uh-oh. Smelling a bonus room.
Smelling a bonus room.
So
we were talking about a skillet. We were talking about the hot dog toaster.
Hot dog toaster.
Well, now I know what to get you for Christmas, babe.
Oh my God, please.
He said it like I've never gotten him anything he's wanted in his life.
I didn't take it. I took it more like he's been wishing
about
for
tone.
This thing.
Oh my God,
for
please.
Years.
I wish you would. He's mad about the best friend thing. I'm telling you, that's what
probably.
It is.
Probably.
Yeah, he's upset about it.
I rarely get mad.
It's true. We've been under a little, we've had a little tension because.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, nothing crazy, but you know, okay, because of the whole total face change thing, right? Which I, mm-hmm. but okay. I have good news.
Okay, let me catch up the listener just in case they don't know. Joan, of course, she did shoot the pilot. You're about to shoot the pilot for her reality.
I mean,
TV
we're in pre-pro
show.
Is what they say. I think that's what they call it.
What does that mean?
Pre-production. It's just shortened. Oh, everything's
sure.
shortened.
Oh,
the show there's business. Just no time.
You got to move.
That's
yeah.
PP.
That's
well,
short.
That's what I would suggest. Shortening it more. But I would say that stands for too many other things. Oh, sorry, what was that?
Pro-pro.
Let's put this on the vision board.
For a dream board first.
Well, we'll wait for Joan to dream of it.
Wait for Joan to dream of it.
Yeah, that's really what the dream board is. It's just my dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, my actual dreams that like I dream of at night.
And if there's anything there, then they get promoted to the vision board.
Yes, right. So, okay.
You're in pre-production. And Joan feels that the realty game has changed so much because of these reality shows mm-hmm. about realtors. Mm-hmm. That you have to look a certain way. And oh, she has God. Been talking about having this procedure done. And it's called a total face change.
Yes. And boy, you know, when I shared this, I did not expect everyone to have such a strong reaction. I really
didn't. You really didn't? Joan, it's called total face change. People care about you. They know you with one face. And then you're saying, I'm going to get my face changed completely. It's a total face change.
I think I lost perspective and just thought, I just didn't consider how how everyone else would respond to it. I think that's what happened. And so remember, I promised you that I would go in and sort of like have a little, get answer a few more questions, dig into it a little deeper.
Yes.
And I, you'll be happy to know that for now, I am pumping the brakes on it a little bit.
Okay.
Because of exactly what I'm saying, what we're talking about right now is that I kind of lost perspective and Doug sort of, you know, made his case that he just really, and this is another reason why the best friend thing is hard, is because just a couple nights ago, he said, "You're my best friend and I don't want to not recognize my best friend."
Oh, and he didn't qualify at all.
I said, yeah.
Right. He didn't
You're
say,
my best and
I also
only
have
best
other
friend.
Best friends. So I feel like I owe it to him as his only best friend to not change what I look like.
And did your kids have anything to say about this? Do they know?
Twins still missing. Twins still not.
No.
Nope. They're still, since Halloween, they're still on their prank. There have been a couple clues.
Right.
Yeah. Mostly thumbprints.
Mostly thumbprints.
Yes.
No other fingers?
No. It's so creepy.
Not even footprints.
And I think it's part of the clue.
Not even footprints.
Right? It's part of the clue. Not even footprints.
Not even regular household footprints.
No.
No.
Just thumbprints here and there on a door jamb, on a wall, in the, you know, on a milk carton.
But I mean, are they putting their hands in something?
I don't know. Yes.
Like, how are you identifying the
different colors?
Right.
You know,
oh, fun.
Is it? I mean, it's a mess. Let me tell you. I just want to know where the twins are.
Right.
But I think it's a clue. And I think it's specifically a thumb for a reason.
Right.
But I haven't had a chance to unpack it yet. Because again, I've been dealing with, you have another question I can tell.
Oh, well, do you know whose thumb it might be? Or are they taking turns?
They really do have identical thumbs.
Joan and Doug, excuse me. They have fraternal twins who are identical.
But they're... The thing that's most identical about them is their thumbs.
Yeah. Yes, they it's a remarkable
after,
case. Yes.
Take after my thumbprint.
That's right.
It's very squiggly. Lines.
Yes, he's got a very fancy thumbprint.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Lots of curly
He's got
cues.
A very fancy, what's the word? A whorl.
Lots of curly
It's called
cues.
A whorl. This
a whorl.
Is real.
Yes,
a W-H-O-R-L.
Right.
O-R-L.
W-H-O-R-L.
I made it shorter. Whorl. A W-H-O-R-L. Never mind. We were talking about shortening things. He's got a very intricate thumbprint,
right?
And so, but they're both exactly similar. So I wouldn't be able to see if they're all
you don't know if it's
Matt or
remember the Alamo. Jones twin boys.
Yeah, mine.
Yeah,
it's
a strange. It's a strange name. I agree. It's a strange, perhaps the strangest name you've ever
what
heard.
Inspired
to name
that?
A child, remember the Alamo.
What inspired that?
It was kind of like a. It was kind of like a Steve Carell, Kelly Clarkson moment. It's what I yelled as I pushed him out.
Oh, sure. Sure. You had to keep it.
Because I had a hypnobirthing coach and she said, you know, just shout your favorite hypnobirthing. Have you never heard of it? No, you haven't?
Yeah, I have, of course.
I was just
pretending to be surprised.
It's just...
You know, it's like one of those podcasts where... And, you know, like sort of a science-y podcast where the one host pretends not to know anything,
yes.
even though
oh, yes.
they've had extensive meetings about what they're going to talk about. But he has to say, now what?
Right. Or like on a talk show when it's very clear what the actor is going to say.
Or
like,
a hot dog toaster.
Why would Jimmy Kimmel know to say, and have you ever been to Saskatchewan?
Oh,
you know, and it's like,
king,
oh.
The king is Byron Allen.
Oh, really?
Byron Allen's entertainers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know who he is.
Who would prompt things like, he gets his round table of comedians together and he says, now you lost your keys on a roller coaster.
Oh, really specific like
yeah.
that. I love that.
Yeah. And then they have to do the bit.
So hypnobirthing is sort of just, it's sort of this idea of like almost meditation, like getting yourself almost into a sort of hypnotic state so that the pain,
you go to like a hypno.
Okay, well.
I thought it's got to have something to do with hypnosis.
Well, then there you go. You kind of already knew what it was.
Okay, great.
And so usually sort of like place yourself in a very, like a forest or by a babbling brook. And so when the pain gets really bad, the contractions, you sort of go there, right? And it's very steeped in breathing and timed breathing, but also like mantras, right? And so, you know, she was saying, just say some of your favorite, like there were like Tawanda was one of them from Fried Green Tomatoes.
Absolutely.
I did Tawanda a lot. But I have to say, I don't know where Remember the Alamo came from. I just know it's a thing, you know, that was supposedly yelled. Do we know for sure that it was, or is that just a...
Do we know if it was yelled?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was a slogan that people would say, and it was to get people, I think, involved in the Spanish-American War or something. I can't remember. Remember the Maine was another one because of the battleship.
Oh, I just thought someone shouted it.
Just once.
Just once.
And it really stuck.
People were like, just really stuck.
Hey, remember when that guy yelled, remember the Alamo?
They're like, put it on a t-shirt years from now. What's a t-shirt? Okay, so anyways, that's why that's what the other twin is named.
Right.
But so anyways.
It's all one word.
Yes, it's all one word. No hyphens, yeah. No nothing.
Remember the Alum. apostrophe O.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, pedestrian. So not all the way.
It's a tribute
through.
To your Irish heritage.
So they're not here yet.
Remember the Alum. Pedestrian.
Remember the Alamo. Oh, don't you remember the Alamo?
Oh, and would you ever remember the Alamo? Oh,
what a time it was. Okay, that's enough of that.
Okay.
I'm not upset. I was just, it's more like a note to myself to keep going.
Absolutely. I just want to mirror your energy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, if that was my energy, maybe I should shift it because perhaps it was a bit aggressive. So just continuing on, the boys are not around. July P is here, but my daughter. And you know what? That's another reason, because I worried about, you know, especially it's so hard for gals. I was like, oh, I don't want her to see her mom want a total face change, you know, and get interested. So instead of that, I am taking a break. I'm working on my Christmas cabaret. And for Christmas break, I'm going to do, I thought, you know, I was doing that for some other people. Maybe I wasn't doing that for myself. Right. So I'm just going to do something for myself.
Right.
I'm going to do an Eat, Pray, Love. Although I do have a wonderful marriage. So that's, and I'm not very religious.
You married one of your many friends.
So I think mostly what I'm going to do is I'm going to do an eat.
He's not going to bother with the pray.
No. As I'm hearing myself talk about it, yeah. Like I don't need love. You know, I have love.
Right.
And I'm not really, I'm just not very religious.
Right.
We haven't really talked about this. I mean, we've talked about your friend who's has a lot of Catholic stories, but that's
I'm spiritual-ish, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Got it. And babe, I don't know. Where are you at now? We haven't talked about this in a long time. Where are you at spiritually?
It is good, I think, for couples to check in every once in a while.
Especially when they're best friends.
I think what would you say? Every 5 years, should you check in with your partner
about
and say, what do you believe in now?
I think so. It changes. I mean, it can.
It can change, yes.
Babe?
I think the first 10 pages of all of them are pretty much right.
Of all of them?
Yeah.
Of all of the holy texts, yes. You say? Hmm. You've read have you read only the first 10 pages of all of them?
I don't know. I mean,
I think
it's a good general rule of thumb.
Well, how many have you read? Let's start there. Assuming you haven't read all of them, but you've read enough to say they all pretty much follow the same.
Although
10 pages.
Do you know what? Sorry to interrupt, but you just said something. Doug said something that he says all the time.
Oh, there's more. I'm sorry.
He said rule of thumb. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I think that has something to do with the thumbprints because it's something he's constantly saying.
Do you know
it's a rule of thumb and he'll say it to the boys. Like he said it all the time. You know, like we don't burn things down. It's a rule of thumb.
As a rule of thumb.
As a rule of thumb. Sorry. Did I say it's a rule of thumb?
No. Just it's a funny thing to say. We don't burn things down as a rule of thumb.
The more I say it and hear it, it sounds like gibberish to me.
Rule of thumb, I think, also comes from the Bible because it was
the rule of 10 pages.
The rule of,
because you thumb through it with your thumb?
Because the original Bible had in the corner a little flip book. Somebody had drawn. It is the rod with which you are allowed to beat your wife.
Oh, Lord.
Should be no thicker than your thumb. That's the rule of thumb.
Oh, God. See? Mm. Not very religious anymore.
I don't like that.
I'm glad you don't.
You know what I hate, though?
Okay.
When people lick their fingers and then turn the pages.
Disgusting.
Absolutely awful.
And there's no need to do that. I only do that when counting money.
And Is there anyone, I don't know about you, babe, we don't have anyone in our family, but that's what's always surprising to me about nail biters, because I'm always so worried. Have they washed their hands before they do that? That's a big habit for a lot of people.
It's a really good question.
It's tricky.
And I guess it takes the fun out of biting your nails if you have to get up and go wash your hands.
Right?
And
then, it can't be
now
spontaneous.
I can bite my nails.
Now I can shove them in my mouth.
You know, I have a friend who's a nail terror.
Ooh.
When the nails get long enough to peel, you know, then that's what he will do.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. And it's you know, my friend has said it's kind of satisfying.
Ooh.
But then, of course, sometimes it
the
goes
nail
down.
Or like the skin is coming off.
Oh, the nail.
Okay. Oh, wow. But that's intense. Oh, you mean like this way? No, I don't know why I was imagining.
Oh, no, like a torture? Like pulling the fingernails? No, no, no. Just the part you would trim.
I see.
Just that part, yeah.
So just ripping it off the top is satisfying.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes, yes. But sometimes goes too low and then it's a nightmare.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to log that. Maybe can you write that up on the vision board, babe? The rule of thumb, just because I want
to. That goes right to the vision board.
It does, because this is becoming an urgent matter. I really need to find the boys.
Sure.
They're
You can't wait for them to just spring out at you.
They have lots of library books that are overdue. I've got so many bills piling up of things that they haven't turned in on time. And I need to get them. And they need to try to get them to go back to school for a semester, because now they've almost missed a semester of school. Unless they're somehow doing their studies wherever they're hiding. I don't know.
Well, that would be nice. If they were in their tiger pit or wherever they are.
Tiger pit.
Still reading the old textbooks. What, in addition to library books racking up fees, what else have they not returned that is piling up? Surely not VHS tapes.
Nope. Can't say that.
They have shoe rental.
Lime scooters. Shoe rental from the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have so many.
You can take the shoes out.
I mean, you can't, but our boys think, and so does Doug think, that you can.
Yeah.
Because Doug knows the owner really well, and they have this sort of agreement, according to him, but not when he talks to me and leaves very angry voicemails for me about those shoes. And when I went in the garage the other day, there's like 7 pairs of shoes. That's not okay. We can't have those. We need to bring them back.
Is this Gus Billstrom?
Yes.
Yeah. He's an angry guy.
Well, he is. He is.
Why does he hates anytime somebody bowls? He runs a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And yet, anytime anybody rolls a ball down the lane, he yells, "Keep it down." Yeah. What are you doing there, Gus?
Yeah.
He hates strikes. He really should. He should have chosen.
He holds strikes.
Strikes, forget.
He will. Yeah. He'll march out onto the lane.
Sometimes he'll turn the lane off. He'll turn the lights down. He'll be like, that's enough of that.
Final warning.
That's right. Final warning.
I remember once he yanked ridiculous. The plug out of the snack machine. And he goes, no snacks for an hour.
Oh, he's such a grump. He should be in the library. It'd be a perfect place for him to work. Oh, my goodness.
Instead of that, Madeline Silver, who is the loudest librarian I've ever met.
This really does seem like they're in the wrong places.
It really does.
We have some things like that at Dignity Falls that, you know, we've got opposites and this and that. And,
yeah, and it is a place where we've got opposites and this and that.
This opposite of that.
Oh, Doug, you couldn't be more right. You couldn't be more right, Doug.
Should I put that on the vision board?
Go right ahead. Go ahead.
I don't think I know what a vision board is.
No, I don't think you do.
You don't know where it is or what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what vision comes out of. This is the opposite.
But also just putting rule of thumb on there.
Because I don't want to forget. Because
we should have caught it then. Yeah, we should have caught it then.
Because we have access to like a big dry erase board right now. And I just wanted it up there so that I could start a list of what I think these clues from the twins mean. So I just didn't want to forget it.
Oh, so the clues are thumbprints.
Rule of thumb. Yes. Wait, sorry. What were you going to say?
Thumbprints and rule of thumb? Or you're saying rule of thumb is a subset of thumbprints?
I think there is going to be a subset because, thumbprints is a clue.
Right.
But I see rule of thumb also as maybe a clue. Like
that
clue
together.
Is supposed to lead me to rule of thumb, which will be another clue.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
All right.
Okay. So far, just the thumbprints.
All we got is thumbs.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It just occurred to me. So this is the beginning of something, you know, hopefully that we'll find them.
God, I hope so. I hope you find them before they jump out at you, because I know that will be terrifying.
It's awful. It's the worst.
I mean, there's so many, we have so many the different tangents going here.
I know.
I'm excited for the Christmas Cabaret.
Oh,
and yeah. This is just going to be all new material?
No, it'll be half and half. I'm not sure that I can write 17 Christmas songs in a week. I rented the space and their tickets are already being sold and I haven't really been able to do a whole lot.
Right.
Because I only just now started eating again. Cause you know, I couldn't eat because of the, you're supposed to not eat for 5 weeks
right. You before to the fast face for 5 weeks.
So now, oh, thank God that's over. And so now just now my brain's starting to work properly again to sort of put together the show.
Oh, good.
So I'm happy with that. So, yes, I mean, I think I'll have more information on that for the next episode. Right now, I'm just really stressed out about it.
Oh, sure. Of course.
So, but I'll get it together. I always pull it together. You know that.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And before we go to break, just some quick news from me. Because at the Dignity Falls Massey, they do have such a high ceiling to accommodate the water feature. Mm-hmm. For the Christmas season, they are also going to include a faux chimney.
Yes.
And I'm going to reprise my role as Santa Claus, which I haven't done for many years.
Oh my goodness, that's fantastic.
But this time I will actually get to go down a chimney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Burnt is such a fantastic Santa. Wow. Oh, this makes me so cool. Happy. Wow.
Now, how do you go down it? Is it like a slide? Is it at a slight incline? Is it a rappelling?
It is at a slight incline, but...
Are you thinking he's either inside or outside? Is that what you're asking? Like, because of how it's set up in the Falls Massey?
I'll be inside.
You're literally going inside and then coming out the bottom.
Absolutely. It is just like a chute.
Like for each child, or you'll just make your entrance?
For each child, I will... I slide down the chimney... And then I talk to the child, and then I go back up the stairs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of a lot, but what a great commitment. I think they're going to love it because each child feels very special. They get their own chimney slide.
Because if I do it once, if I do it at the top of the session, then that first child gets to be the first one who got to talk to Santa straight out of the chimney, out of the fireplace. And it's unfair to the other kids.
Totally.
Yeah.
Are you gonna? Do you like a bunch of padding? Do you like a big thick beard? Do you go for, you know? Are they getting you a suit? Do you have a preference?
They're getting me a suit, and it is top of the line. Oh, it is film quality, and I'm glad of that because the way I'm going down the chimney, it does seem to be just a straight shot down, and they are going to put a mattress down there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but it's very tall.
You haven't tried it yet. Is it constructed yet?
I haven't tried it yet.
Okay. Well, you got to get back to us. I want to hear about
that. It is being constructed, and it is dizzying to look up.
How many feet tall are we talking?
Well, it's the Falls Massey is 5 stories.
All right. So you probably going to need to practice this a lot because it sounds like you might injure yourself if you're not careful. You got to learn how to land correctly.
That is my concern. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fantastic news. We just want you to be safe.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah. Well, and I
wish the same for you.
When I say we, I mean all of our listeners, that person in Argentina that we do not know.
Yes, please get at us.
Yep, you heard Bernd. Get at us. I think that's a perfect time to go to a break.
I think so, too.
Let's get at a break.
When we come back, let's get at a break. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
When we come back, we will have a guest with us right here at the Kitchen Island when the Neighbor List returns. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, this is Rose. Decorations all for $3. And as you can see, you might say to me, okay, Rose, this looks like just a random bunch of wheat tossed sloppily into a plastic bag. And all I have to say to that is, yes, the bag is part of the decorations. As you see, it says decorations all for $3. So there's so many different things you can do with this wheat. Some of it's broken. I think that makes it interesting. You can use the bag for decoration as well. So if you ask me, I think this is a bargain. So once again, it's decorations all for $3. What looks to be like just random wheat thrown into a bag. And it's just leaning up against a bunch of other shit. So please come on down and give me my $3.
And welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. And as promised, we have a guest with us.
Now,
here's what we do. We scour the Neighbor Hap, the social networking application that's all about neighborhoods. We find interesting people that we want to get to know better.
Yes.
We do this through their posts. Mm-hmm. We invite them on the show. We read the post and then we talk about it. It's just that simple.
Simple as that.
And listen, if you feel like we've missed a post of something that's happening here in Dignity Falls, if you're out there, why don't you screenshot it and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. And then we'll read it.
That's right.
No comments.
Or won't. No comment sections. I think people have gotten the message, and that's been really good. We've gotten some good posts from listeners, and we really do appreciate it. Without further ado, we're going to read this. This is in the recommendation section. This is from Kimberly. And Kimberly says, where does one go to sell some clocks that have nudity on them? That is the headline, if you will. Kimberly goes on to say, I have 4 and the husband is up north for the weekend, .. Need them to disappear. Very intriguing.
It is. It really is.
So many things. I have so many questions already.
So many.
And please welcome to the Neighborhood Listen, Kimberly. Kimberly, hello.
Yeah, good to be here. It's actually Kimberl. I dropped the Y.
Since making this post?
I have. I've since dropped the Y.
How did you arrive at that decision?
I don't know. I don't trust Ys.
The
letter Y. It doesn't know what it wants to be. As far as vowel versus consonant.
Oh, sure. Oh, you put that blame on the letter itself.
I do.
I never even thought about it that way, but that makes so
sometimes
lot of sense.
Sometimes why?
Make up your mind. Choose this side.
It does.
Yeah, the Y has an identity crisis.
Does seem very.
A Y-identity crisis.
It's kind of sloppy when you think about it.
It is. It really is.
Sometimes why?
So.
Why don't we nail this down?
Well, I mean, we have so many questions, though. Already.
So many questions.
Yeah, I'm here to answer.
Kimberl, okay. Do you want to go first, Joan?
Oh, no. You. I can tell you got one in the barrel right now, ready to go.
I got one in the barrel, which means it's out of the chamber and it's on its way.
Well, shoot me right in the face.
Here we go, Kimberl. Can you tell me why you need them to disappear. Are they, because here are the two scenarios I'm picturing in my mind. Mm. Either these clocks belong to you and your husband despises them, mm-hmm. and you're taking this opportunity to get them out of the house mm-hmm. so that when he comes back, they'll be gone. Or are they your husband's clocks? You despise them. And while he's away on his whatever uh-huh. trip, mm-hmm. you're getting rid of them. And then when he comes back, they'll be gone and I'll have no choice.
Well, I'll be honest with you. You're wrong on both accounts.
What?
Ooh, yeah. I love it.
They belong to both of us.
Okay.
And the nudity represented on all four is both of us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Because that was one of my questions. Yeah. What type of nudity is this? Like a sort of like, World War II pinup, you know, or you know what I mean?
Yes, oh, yeah, do. we got one for every decade. No,
but I thought maybe they were
for
drawing.
For every decade. Starting at what decade?
Starting at 1940.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
So
within
to 1980.
Yeah.
Oh, so just a couple.
Yeah.
How many clocks do you have again?
Four, that math tracks,
that's
right?
Yeah. I think so, yes, right, yes.
40s, 50s,
60s, 70s. Oh, I didn't know if you had one for each. I didn't know if you had several. Okay.
We skipped the 70s.
You skipped the 70s.
Well, that's there was not attractive nudity. Yeah. 70s nudity? Uh-uh.
No one needs it.
Everyone's bodies were so weird.
And are these actual photos, or are these like sort of done by an artist? You know,
Are they sculptures? Are they?
Or sculptures, yeah. What is the medium? What is the medium for the nudity?
You thought? Oh, sorry. Doug thought they came out like a German cuckoo clock.
Oh,
like that a procession of nudes figurines.
Just some wooden carved.
Well, I will say we didn't do that, but each clock is a different clock. One is a standard face clock with just a collage.
Okay.
Of photos. Then we got like
as the face of the clock.
Yes, as the face of the clock. Then we have like a full size grandfather clock.
Oh,
that
wow.
is carved in the shape of our bodies united.
Oh like wow. in an embrace?
Yeah, you can call it that. I don't know. It's more aggressive than an embrace.
Oh, so penetration. Wow.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, fully, oh my.
Fully,
okay.
Fully.
And this is on the face of the clock or like the pendulum that swings?
It is the shape of the grandfather clock itself.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm trying to picture what that looks like, but it must be very beautiful. Is it like carved wood or is it
bamboo?
Oh, carved bamboo.
Carved bamboo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how. Again, I cannot picture it.
Well, you've got to play Animal Crossing.
And which, okay. And I don't, but I understand. So wait, which one is which correspond, like which corresponds to which decade?
Yeah,
so you've got
the face clock. That was the most basic of them. That was the 40s.
Because
we had limited resources then. The war.
Sure, the war.
Oh, sure.
Oh, the war.
And then in the 50s, that's when we had like an alarm clock situation. And the alarm part of it was just the moaning.
Oh, okay.
The moan.
With the morning or
the moaning.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the play on the words.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
It's just a bunch of moaning in the morning.
So it'd be the moaning of your sexual intercourse.
Exactly. That's what, yes.
Exactly that.
But also some nudity.
Also some nudity. So, on the, that. Yeah,
so
just a sticker.
On top of having this.
Did you say just a sticker?
Yeah.
Okay.
On top of having the theme be different for each decade, you also paid attention to like what materials were available at the time to make the clock.
Exactly.
Did you have these? Well, keep going because I wanted to hear the rest of them.
And then the third one, which was in the 60s is where we're at. Mm-hmm. That was a sundial.
Oh.
And the shadow that was cast is me penetrating my husband.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is that accomplished? Because is it that the sort of, what do you call the thing on the sundial?
Which thing are you asking about accomplishing? Let's make sure we're not making her answer a personal question.
Oh yeah, this is strictly about the sundial.
Okay, wasn't it clear? Because the last thing she said,
how is the
very last thing she said was me penetrating my husband, and you said how is that accomplished?
Oh no, I have a pretty good guess, but I'm talking about the shadow. Is the what do you call that?
It's like
thing?
A shark fin kind
the
of
the shark fin.
Yeah, the shark fin.
The sundial shark fin. The shark fin wedge, is that a standard sundial shark fin wedge? And it casts a shadow that is you penetrating your husband. Mm-hmm. Or is the shark fin wedge shaped like you penetrating your
own? Or is it like a stencil cutout?
It's in, a stencil the, cutout. It's
okay. Stencil cutout. Yeah.
And is it was it a sundial because of sort of like a mid-century modern sort of 60s-ish feel? Is
exactly.
That, okay.
Sundials ooh, I love
it. So is it more of an absence of a shadow that is cast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's the light. Our bodies uniting is the light.
You know? Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Oh, that is actually very poetic.
It's lovely.
Yes.
And then the 80s?
And then the 80s, that's the grandfather clock.
Oh, yeah. That's the grandfather clock. Yeah. So wait, did I miss what the, oh, the 50s were the alarm clock. That's yeah. Right. That's okay, right. And then did you have these commissioned or did you make them yourself?
We handmade them
wow.
Ourselves.
Wow.
My husband is a clockmaker.
Mm. Oh my goodness.
He has a little shop down on Elderberry. You should check it out.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about TikToks and pants?
That's the one.
I've been by that place. It's such a charming looking store.
Really yeah. Is. Yeah. It really
it's
is.
It's so charming.
Yes.
I just want to go in there, but it looks like such a perfect world. I don't want to disturb
it's so cute because there's three parking meters out front for the store specifically, but they now it makes sense because one of them is a sundial. Like, you know, yes. In terms of like how, when you pay for parking,
that's right.
It's like an old grandfather clock that's keeping that's your time. Right. It's and mm-hmm. I just always thought that was so sweet, but yeah. Now knowing the backstory, that's even sweeter.
I like the third one is fun because it's like a clock tied to a bunch of dynamite.
Yes. Yeah, that one's a little bit confusing because you're like, wait a minute.
That was his mother's idea. His mother actually started that store.
Oh, wow.
He inherited it from her.
Amazing.
You always hear about sons inheriting from fathers, but no, he inherited it from his mother.
Good for her. Good for her and good for him.
Really flipped the script. And what is your husband's name, may we ask?
Ken.
Oh, Ken and Kimberl.
Kimberl.
I'm sorry. I thought I said it. Kimberl.
Okay. Kimberl.
Kimberl. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we get to the question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why must these clocks, as you put it, disappear?
Yeah, especially since they seem to embody all the beauty of your husband and your relationship.
Tribute to your love.
Well,
and you have a clock store.
The thing is...
There's
also that. The thing is that whenever I see them, I get real, you know, nostalgic and hot and bothered for our, you know, former sexual escapades. Mm-hmm. And he is just bored.
Really?
He doesn't want it. And I'm like, well, normally I don't want it, but when these clocks are around, I do want it. So I got to get rid of them while he's away.
May I?
what rooms are the clocks? Yeah,
they're all first about. Question.
They're all about.
All about.
All about.
Okay.
So you're not thinking about it, about sex, until you wander into one of these rooms.
I see. Exactly. And so it's kind of a trigger for you, you know, that immediately does it.
Yes.
So may I ask, how long have you two been married?
Oh, since 1933.
Okay.
Look terrific.
You
thank
really
you
do.
So much. Thank
I could
so
say
much.
Timeless, but boy, would that be too on the nose.
I wouldn't have put you over 70 years old.
Well, hired.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
bump it up.
Yeah.
You look like a girl of 70.
So then you were married in the 30s. You decide who had the idea to make this
married for almost 100 years. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
It is. It's congratulations. And I would say what's the secret, but now
I guess I still want to know.
Well, but it sounds as if maybe some, you know, a flame has sort of gone out or something.
Finally,
but
yeah.
After all this time.
Hey, it happens in every marriage, whether it's, you know, the 7-year itch or 103.
The centennial itch. So, okay. So then if I'm sort of like mapping this out right, you got married in the 30s. Then by the 40s, you decided this... This clock thing came about.
Right.
Whose idea was that?
Well, you know, it was funny because he was whittling a clock for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm. How does that? Let me ask you.
I mean, I'm imagining the not the face part of the clock, or Maybe it was all entirely made out of wood.
Do you get the mechanism into a block of wood and then you start whittling around?
Like a David, but see the clock inside.
It's one of those things where you just don't want to peek behind the curtain because then you'll just have more questions.
Yeah. I understand.
But he was whittling this little clock and he like showed it to me. He was like, look what I did. And it was a phallus. And I said, stop it. Oh. And then he was like, what if we just hide a bunch of dicks in all the clocks we sell?
Wow.
And I said, shut up. That's crazy. And he was like, I'm doing it. And then I was like, that's the sexiest thing I've ever heard. Make me a clock with my titties on it. And then he did it. And that was the first one. And it became a tradition.
What a charming story.
Wait, so are you saying that also every clock you sell, if we look closely, has a hidden phallus on it?
Surprise, surprise.
Well, now I've got to go and look closer.
I'm going to look at every clock.
I'm going to look at what the hands of the clock are doing.
Mm-hmm. Disney was not the first to do it.
Yes, just make that little guy, little priest have a boner and Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, but then, so now my next question is, so he did it for the 40s, he did it for the 50s. He did it for the 60s, skipped the 70s. Why did you stop after the 80s? Is this when you're saying sort of the, and that would put you at about how, and now at that point you're in about your 70s, right?
How old were you when you were married?
Well, probably like 25. 25 years old.
Right.
So by the,
which was late for the 30s.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. People getting married at 11.
Yeah. did you have any children, can I ask?
Yes. And that's what happened in the 80s.
Okay.
We welcomed our first child.
Wait, hang on a second. So you were married. You were 25 in the 1930s.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So you were in your 70s when you had your first kid.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yep. Yep.
And how many did you have?
Oh, just the one. The one.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
At that point.
I say quit while you're ahead.
Can I ask, was this baby planned or was it a surprise?
Oh, this was a surprise.
Okay, I would imagine.
This was an accident. I thought I had cleared everything out.
Sure.
You know? But lo and behold, I pushed a little head, arms, and legs out of there. Fully healthy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And but you're just saying that because, of course, with the newborn and everything, less time for clocks, less time for clock making, less time for making love or being depicted making love on a clock.
Exactly. You'd be surprised how hard it is for two septuagenarians.
I mean, I'm already imagining it's hard.
Yeah. Raising a baby and also trying to, you know, keep the flame alive.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then would you say that's when it started to decline?
I would say so.
Okay.
I would say so. I tried to pitch something in the 90s.
Which was what?
It was a microwave clock.
Is that
how
the clock
right.
Works?
Yes.
A microwave clock. Mm-hmm. And instead of like the digital numbers, it was digital versions of our bodies in different positions.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said, too many batteries.
Batteries for the microwave.
For a microwave,
not to just plug it in.
No,
okay.
For the microwave,
I'm not sure I've ever heard of a battery powered microwave.
I haven't. I mean,
don't peek behind the curtain.
Kimberl does not like to go behind that curtain.
Nope.
It does seem like it would be difficult to measure how much time your food was cooking.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like you'd have to memorize the positions, I guess, of new digital people.
And, you know, we actually did.
Oh, reverse cowgirl. It's almost ready.
I just imagine they were making numbers with their bodies. No? What are you imagining?
Oh, I was imagining it was filthy in some way.
No.
Since that seemed to be the theme.
See, I was picturing like if it was like a 3... then it would be, like the man sort of like sticking his top arm out the middle part of you would be his penis.
Yes.
And I don't know what the bottom would be. His long feet, I guess.
That's so much simpler.
Yeah.
So what was the configuration?
A three was just my ass.
Oh, but okay. So you are, so then it is more where you're thinking.
Sort of sideways?
Is that it's almost like you have to memorize a new code.
I think there's a middle ground between the two things that we're talking about.
Yeah.
I really want to understand it.
Yeah.
Because it does sound fun.
To understand this.
Yes. It's like if the three was like if you were looking aerial view at my body bent over and sideways.
Right.
Okay. It's a nice little.
I see. I get it. I totally get it now. Thank you. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And but he said
and that's
he
the only example we need. The rest fall into place.
Kind of does. And he, but he said no because of batteries.
Because of batteries, too many batteries. But I think that was an excuse.
Oh, I definitely think it was
an excuse. I think it was an excuse as well. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why he couldn't just tell me, you know, he just, it wasn't doing anything for him anymore, but.
And so you need these clocks to disappear because it's just too painful?
It's too painful for me. Oh, and also he wants to keep them because he said, I put a lot of work into these.
Sure.
And I'm trying to give him the way. He wants to sell them for upwards of $5 million each.
Oh, wow. That is steep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here in Dignity Falls?
Well, and I'm not sure anywhere that would sort of.
The Swiss.
Oh,
the Swiss. Right. They're the clock Swiss. Crazy.
Oh, boy.
The Swiss.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
And they're so free, you know, with their nudity.
Right.
That American nudity is, we're such a prudish country, of course. Oh,
absolutely.
That it's at a premium.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's where he is right now. When I said up north, I meant.
north, you went in the north of Switzerland.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, for a clock convention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he, how often does he travel to these things? Is this sort of, does he travel a lot or is this sort of a once a year thing?
This is like a biannual thing. And by biannual, I don't mean every other year. I mean twice a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should have nailed that down too, by the way.
Yeah. I agree.
That's a sometimes why of the, mm-hmm. the calendar.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Thank you.
Okay. Does he come back from these? Do you think he'll come back? Is there a chance that he'll come back reinvigorated? Or does he come home from the, because you would think if he's around all of that, then maybe he would get back into clocks. Maybe he wouldn't want to sell them when he comes back. I'm being hopeful. I'm trying to sort of put that out there.
I love your optimism, but there's something you got to know about my husband.
Okay.
His heart is not there anymore, literally. It's more of like a clock in there keeping him going.
Oh, it's like a pacemaker situation. Yeah. But it's an actual clock. Can you talk about that some more?
Behind the curtain, junk. Behind the curtain.
So he does have some device in his chest.
Yes, that's keeping him going.
Perhaps an Iron Man style.
That's what I would liken it to. And I do know what Iron Man
does
is.
Does it make a sound that, that you can hear?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that must be, like, is it like a tick, tick, tick?
Not that quick.
Oh, okay.
Not that quick because it's not pumping properly. It's more like tick,
tick. Oh, boy. I'm not sure that is ticking properly.
No.
That's no.
I don't know if he should be traveling.
Can you imagine
you
on a plane?
See him getting through TSA. It is.
I was
going to
say.
He must get pulled aside every single time.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time. And he has global entry, and they're just like, absolutely not.
Wow.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
Oof.
So. Okay. Well, when did that happen?
I think it was April 15th, 1989.
So quite a while ago.
It is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any significance to the, just happened. Was he doing something?
With
tax day.
No, he was making some eggs.
Okay.
And he died for 5 whole minutes.
Oh my goodness. And
five.
That's
five,
a long time.
Five. And I said, not. On my watch. Not on my wristwatch. And I banged on his chest, sliced him open with a butter knife, and stuck a clock in there.
You did this.
Wait,
you did this. Wow. She just pulled the curtain way back, Bert, for someone who doesn't want us to peek behind the curtain. This is wide open.
This curtain
it's just ripped
no
off
longer
of its ripped off of its
exists.
Rungs.
Yes. Ripped off its rungs. So you pound on his chest, and then I guess nothing happened.
Nothing
you were happened. Like, I gotta grab a
nobody
butter knife
was
here.
Home.
What?
Nobody was home. You take the butter knife. Why butter knife? Was that just the closest knife in hand?
Closest knife in hand.
And just the adrenaline allowed you to make the incision.
Yeah, and it was actually an as seen on TV butter knife, and it worked perfectly.
Do you know the kind?
I was forging a butter knife. I believe last episode, trying to get it sharp enough to perform surgery with.
Is that what you were doing it for?
Well, that would be one.
I thought it was to cut through butter easier.
I thought it was
to
cut a gigantic, gigantic stick of butter that you won at the Butter Festival.
That's a form of surgery. Last I checked, that's a form of surgery.
Oh, surgery on the gigantic stick of butter.
That's a such ass.
That's a such ass. It's been a while since we've done a such ass.
We haven't done a such ass in quite a time.
Sorry about this, Kimbrel.
No, no worries. No worries.
Okay, yes. Babe.
So then what?
Okay.
You put a...
Yeah.
Okay, so you just grabbed... Did you put any thought into... Was this just adrenaline that made you not call, sheer, you know, 911 or...
Sheer adrenaline. We don't have any phones in the house. We're old.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, right. It's hard to
get you there.
But yeah, we don't have phones in the house.
Yeah.
Our house is one of the oldest here.
I mean, I would think if you were old, you would have phones in the house.
No, right? It's there. If you go back far enough, people did not have phones in their homes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we don't believe
if you're of a certain generation.
Yeah. Okay. You know more about this than I do.
It was an extravagance.
It's an extravagance. Yeah.
Also, we haven't paid taxes, so I don't feel comfortable using, the services of our government.
Oh, so you don't pay taxes, and then this
died on the 15th of April. Wow.
Ironic?
Mm-hmm. Question mark?
Well, he came back to life.
And now was that because of the clock? So... So the clock, so his heart is still in there. Is it basically the clock helping his heart pump? Is that what's happening?
You know what? Yep. I guess I imagine the heart was not still in there.
So did I.
But it is still
there. She didn't say she took it out.
No, it's true.
It's somehow easier to believe that this worked if the heart's still in there and that the clock is just starting it every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what kind, can you describe the clock that you put in there?
It's one of those ones that have like the bells on top and it.
That's what I was picturing.
Classic alarm clock. Yes.
Classic.
But I hope the alarm doesn't go off.
Oh, sometimes it does.
That's terrifying.
Sometimes it does.
I would think that would give him a secondary heart attack.
Well, it's fun. It's fun because he like jiggles a little bit.
What does it sound like coming from within his chest cavity?
It's like, it's like.
That sounds so accurate.
It does sound accurate. It's like the alarm clock in a chest equivalent of a phone on vibrate, a cell phone on vibrate.
Yes, but like
that's
under
just
a pillow.
Sitting on a table.
Yeah, exactly.
And under a pillow. Well,
thank you, Bert. Wow, this took a turn.
It really
that
did.
I did not see.
It really did.
I kind of don't know what to say next, Bernd. You got something?
I mean, is this the only time you perform this procedure?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going around just cutting open chests and sticking clocks in them.
And so, but really quickly, just because maybe someone is thinking about this and it'll probably keep me up at night, I'll jump up in bed and think, how'd she sew back up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, good question, Joan.
Oh, hair.
Oh, his or yours?
Mine. Mine. I got long hair. As you can see, it's all the way down to my ankle.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So absolutely. It was enough.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I say, it's also, your hair is, you have lovely hair. It looks very soft.
No. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And usually when you see white hair like that, it's just, you know, just all over
brittle,
the place.
Yes, wiry. And wiry, yes.
But this is... Mm-hmm. It's
very thick, luxurious, thick, beautiful luxurious hair. So I suppose it makes he's very lucky.
Yeah.
Was he...
What's that?
Egg yolks.
Egg yolks.
Like you ingest them or no, you put them
put
on
them,
your hair?
I put them on my
hair. Wow. Mm. I've got to try that. I have such fine hair. And this time I don't mean it in a good way. So...
Noted.
Okay.
And Joan, I hope you'll tell me every time.
I got you.
So.
Wait, here, I got to ask a question.
Sure.
Was he angry that you did this or grateful or like what the fuck about it? Frankly, sorry, excuse my language because everyone gets mad when I swear. I know. Did you hear Doug just whisper again? It's like I can't swear in my own home. On my own podcast. Why can't I do this?
Doug, when did you become such a prude?
I know. Did you just hear me? Joan.
It just feels, there's a time and place for it.
You know, this.
My other best friends don't mind when I swear.
Oh, Joan.
This dynamic reminds me of me and Ken.
Oh, no. What did you say?
Doug just said Joan.
Oh, wait, what did I miss?
I was afraid you were opening a can of worms by saying my other best friends don't mind if I swear.
All right. Well, I don't like her saying that this reminds her of the dynamic between her and Ken. That's that.
Not great to hear. No.
No. But I still my answer was stolen because I swore and he was upset. What was the answer to whether or not your husband was upset or not?
You know, it's hard to say. He doesn't really have much of a recollection of it.
That's probably
happening
for the best.
Wow. Yeah. Sure. But he hasn't quite been the same. You know,
that, I mean, that tracks.
5 minutes is a long time to be dead and then be revived by a butter knife and a clock.
Yeah.
With that ticks that slowly.
But what I will say.
Is someone also resetting the alarm?
I have to wind him up. I have to wind him up.
Walk us through that night. Process.
So what happens is he'll stick his tongue out.
Oh.
And I'll just like tweak it. A little bit.
And not somehow. And that works.
That works. Somehow that works.
And does he know that there's a clock in there?
He knows now.
Okay. He knows now. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So he doesn't remember you explained
that
it to him.
That first month, boy, was he just confused and scared. He thought the government.
Oh, sure.
Period.
Mm-hmm. He thought the government,
he
period.
He thought the government, period. Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel like there might be something to his clock art that is contributing to this flame that's sort of dying out.
Maybe it's just too many dicks. Maybe it's just too much. It's too much nudity, and he became desensitized to it because he's in that store all day.
Was the clock that you put in him? Did it have a lot of dicks on it?
You darn Skippy, it did. And I will say his penile art within the clocks, it's changed over the years.
Oh, really?
They used to be strong and bold and you know, veiny.
Uh-huh.
And now they're just like
It's like a Salvador Dali.
Yes, exactly.
Situation.
A little Salvador Dali, but if he was drawing Vienna sausages.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Or like Almond Joy.
An Almond Joy. Help me with that visual. I mean, I can picture an Almond Joy.
Well, you know how Snickers has tons of veins, very veiny.
Yes.
Snickers.
Oh, yes, yes. Does Almond Joy have a lot of veins?
Just kind
of
lumpy.
Oh, not a lot of veins.
It's got it. Has
We're talking
one
about veins.
Lump.
Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
And that is true.
Sometimes you feel like one.
Yeah, sometimes you don't. Both sides.
But you know what? Sometimes she feels like a nut. And he doesn't.
And he never does.
He never does.
Yeah.
He never does. I feel like a nut whenever I'm in our foyer, whenever I'm in our powder room, whenever I'm in our drawing room. Again, it's an old
Anytime you pass those clocks, she'd like a nut. And he just doesn't want to do it anymore.
Well,
do you think he's worried about his heart being able to withstand intercourse?
I don't know that he worries anymore. I think that feeling left.
Oh,
with our impromptu surgery.
Would you describe your husband as alert, cognizant?
I hope so. He's in Switzerland
aware.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know, did he go by himself?
Does he know he's there?
Does he know he's there?
I'm not sure that he does. He's just kind of moving on autopilot. It's like the clock is powering him, like the Energizer Bunny.
Oh.
You know, like it just one function, just drumming away and just moving through different scenes. And that's what he's doing.
Wow. Which is so ironic because he was so against batteries.
Yeah.
Oh, too many.
Too many.
Too many.
And now he's basically one.
He's powered by a battery.
Yeah.
He's a thing powered by a battery.
This is very dark.
If he knew there was a two AA batteries.
There's also batteries in
there. There's batteries in there.
Wait, I was thinking you had wound the clock that it wasn't a battery powered clock.
Wind up clock with two AA batteries. As a backup?
Mm-hmm. As a backup.
Sure.
Okay.
As a backup.
You can never be sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, and that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, that's where we're at, I think.
Sure, that makes sense. I assumed. Okay. So, let's deal with two problems. First of all, the getting rid of the clocks problem. I would say if you are getting offers,
why we're here in the first place.
If you're getting offers of $5 million,
right?
I would say even if you're offered half that, sell those clocks.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Have you thought about maybe just putting them in the shop to see if anyone buys them?
I've tried.
Oh, you have
tried.
Okay.
And then
that's pretty obvious.
It's like I'll go to bed that night and I'll wake up and they're right there, right back where they were.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Well, definitely overnight. I don't think anyone will come to get them overnight. Is that what you're hoping? Is that they'll just be...
No, I'll take them out of the house
and
I'll bring them to the shop.
Oh.
expecting them to just live in the store. And then,
she'll wake up the next.
Oh, they literally are physically making their way back into your house?
Yes.
Well, this is terrifying. This is a whole new problem.
Boy, we're a little tight on time.
We're dealing with sentient clocks now. Yeah. She just dropped sentient clocks.
Well, I think that can move. My husband might be absent-mindedly doing it.
Oh, it got less supernatural. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It did. And also a little sad and maybe sweet. Maybe. Because then that would tell me that he doesn't want them gone.
He doesn't. That's why you're waiting
for him to go to Switzerland so you can get rid of
them. I need them gone.
Sorry, I forgot. You need them.
Okay.
So I'm not horny.
What are you doing, babe?
Sorry.
I actually did bring
one. Did you do that thing where you scratched your butt with a microphone again?
Doug, I couldn't reach it.
It's just so gross, babe. It's terrible sound.
There's no need to do that.
It just doesn't scratch. It doesn't do that.
No.
Well, he says he doesn't like it to be, it's like the right consistency, sort of like the foam cover is the right, listen. And you know, everyone's giving me a bad time not being his best friend. Who else than his best friend would know that intimate thing about him?
To be fair, not judge him.
Tell the whole world about it.
To be fair, Joan, I don't think anyone was giving you a hard time about being his best friend.
Well, I think they were implying that somehow he's not high priority or top priority for me. And I feel like when you know those little things about someone, absolutely.
But I think people only inferred that based on things that you said.
Wait, what? All right, I don't need to defend my marriage.
I would just like to say you remind me just of Ken. And you
I'm the Ken.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sounded like you were about to buy what anyone's selling right now. The way you said really was very
you'd fuck you on hot dog toasters.
I'm
in
at
your
the
eyes.
First I'm cult meeting. I'm looking at the brochure. I'm in. Really? You don't say.
I want to live in the fifth dimension.
Would you be interested in these clocks, Joan?
I brought one.
Oh, you did?
Which one did you bring?
I brought the sundial.
Oh, how fun, because this is the one I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
It is substantial.
It is.
And it looks heavy.
Yes.
It was a doozy with my frail body getting this all the way over here.
You did this yourself.
I did this myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Kept tripping over my hair.
And somehow these clocks are making...
And then you pulled your hair aside and there was the sundial. Yes. Yeah.
And he's somehow dragging these things back and forth from the store to the house.
He's very strong now.
Well, that's... Now he's very... No. Since the clock operation?
Yeah, he's very strong.
Yes. Okay, so he's strong, but maybe just not mentally strong. Yeah, very, physically, he's very strong.
Very... have you seen the movie Young Frankenstein?
Sure. Yes.
It's that.
It's which? The monster?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where?
So you wouldn't compare it to Frankenstein, but more young Frankenstein.
No, young Frankenstein. Okay.
So Peter Boyle singing, putting on the Ritz.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Doesn't know his own strength.
Yes.
But not a lot up top.
Exactly.
And the difference is, in Young Frankenstein, he really... He was good in the sack too, if you remember.
That's right.
Don't get to experience that.
I don't.
Not once you've tried?
Well,
I feel like I know that's maybe personal, but the nature of this podcast, of this particular, I mean, she's been fairly frank. Is this okay? Is everyone okay with that question?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would say that for me, because of the state of his brain, I don't feel comfortable just, you know, initiating.
Understood.
You know, but, you know, if he were to just roll over and put a hand on a titty, that's all I would want. Just hand on a titty.
Ugh, that's where you're at.
Ugh. Move it down to my knee, which isn't far.
And then hopefully to 6 o'clock.
Yeah. sister, you know, right?
Well, I mean, I certainly hope that happens for you, Kim Burrell.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if we've been helpful. I'm not sure,
but at least this is also, of course, what we love to do with the podcast is we hope maybe one of our listeners, if you are interested in one of these clocks, please help Kim Burrell out because what we have established is it will be better if they are out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, this is also just serving as my confession.
Of
doing surgery on my husband.
Oh, okay. You've been keeping the secret for so long.
This. No one knows. This.
Not even your child?
No.
Oh, yes. No. Who's where, by the way?
Right here.
Oh, but who is that?
Oh my God. I didn't even notice.
So quiet.
I did not even notice. Blended into the wall. Holy shit.
Come say hi to these people.
Oh my goodness. Hi, hello, Kensington. Kensington.
Hey.
How old are you, Kensington?
Like,
you're born in the 80s.
42.
Yeah. So you're an elder millennial.
I identify more with the greatest generation.
Oh, okay.
Because of your
parents. An old soul.
Exactly that.
Wow. I'm sorry I didn't notice you. You just really blended in.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you think of all this? Now that you just heard that your mother opened up your father with a butter knife, inserted a clock in, and sewed him back up with her hair.
I think she's an American hero.
Wow.
Well, now there you go, Karen Burrell. How about that's that? Wonderful. Does this make you feel better?
I'm going to cry.
Oh right?
What more can a mother ask for?
Honestly.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine July Beer or Matt and Remember the Alamo calling you an American hero?
I really can't. I really can't. Not a one of them. Maybe I should try the surgery thing. Well, this is lovely. Maybe this is what it's all about, is making sure that she was able to share this.
Yeah.
And her son respects her for it.
It's wonderful to see your family so happy, apart from your clock animated golem of a husband who clearly has no idea where or when he is, but his body has been
more machine now than man.
Has been propelled by a cartoon alarm clock that also takes 2 AA batteries.
This was a very healing experience.
I'm glad.
Healers all the time.
Well, Kimberl, thank you so much for being here. Kensington, thank you for being here. And please let us know when you leave so that we know you're not here anymore.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. Yeah. Both of you.
Otherwise, we'll always wonder.
We will. I already have two other people. I already have two other people hiding in the walls. I don't need a third.
It's true. We got a real bad Ronald situation.
I know where
two.
They are.
What?
Kensington, really?
Wait a minute.
Bye.
Whoa! Oh! He's gone?
He's gone.
How did he do that? I feel like Commissioner Gordon.
It's our second clue.
Is it?
What?
Which, by or Commissioner Gordon?
Just the disappearance?
Kensington knew where they were.
Right, but that's not a clue. If anything,
that's clue.
More like proof of
confirmation.
Confirmation. I'd say that's more confirmation. But you know what? Throw it up on the vision board, babe, because you know what? Right. Why not? Let's fill this thing up.
Just right. Kensington knew. Yeah. So mysterious. All right. Well, Kimberl, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Best of luck with the clocks.
Yes.
More when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, it's Toby. Would anyone like a pot full of soup? I made a big pot of soup. We want to share it with someone who might be in the mood for good homemade nourishing fresh soup. A few people brought us wonderful soups 2 years ago when I broke my arm. It was so welcome and delicious. I would like to see if anyone needs some soup now. This soup contains wonderful food items someone brought us. They probably got it from some food distribution center. A neighbor neighbor showed up a couple of days ago with two boxes of food and her adorable little boy. It is vegetable split pea soup with ham. We rarely eat pork, but this ham was too good to let pass. The soup has onions, garlic, celery, carrot, cauliflower, split peas, chicken bone broth from Costco, water. I did not add any salt since the ham has salt in it. I planned to put in some herbs, thyme, and fennel from our garden, which I can do for anyone wanting some. I also planned to drop in a little bit of white wine, but my mom got hungry before I could let it meld in. I can put some in for anyone who comes for a container full. The soup was delicious without the herbs and wine. My mom and I are small eaters. We will have some tomorrow, and I will put the rest into containers in our freezer. Maybe someone would like some? I am very careful with hygiene in my kitchen. Many washings, never touching my face or mouth while cooking, wearing an apron, washing all the foods, having very clean dishes. I do this because it is sensible, and because I want my mom and me both to be safe. My mom has been tested over and over, 6 times, for COVID-10, and she does not have it. I am certain I had a very mild case of it in February or March. I could not breathe, dry cough, temperature of 101, extreme tiredness. These were symptoms I have never before experienced in my life. This was before we knew what COVID-19 symptoms were, so I just rested at home while my mom was at the hospital the first time she went. I thought it was just a very strong and terrible flu. I recovered quickly and fully in a few days in early March. So in other words, I do not have it and will not get it. I am not contagious to others. We are practicing sanitation and staying in quarantine. My point is that the soup is very safe. If someone would like a container full, maybe around 4 to 6 servings, please let me know. I will give it to you in 1 to 2 plastic containers with lids that you can freeze, if you wish. Please phone and let me know. No, text. I will package the soup up tomorrow to freeze it for us, so I need to know right away. What does this have to do with eggs? Let me tell you a secret. Nothing! It has nothing to do with eggs!
And welcome back to The Neighbor Listen. Joan, I startled you. I'm sorry.
I just love it. I love it when you do it. It gets me very excited. I love the DJ old school radio host aspect of it.
You know, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Do you want to? Well, you know what? Let's. Why don't you do one? I know we can leave this in. It doesn't matter. But I'd like to hear you do radio stuff.
No one wants to hear me do that.
Joan, of course we do.
Oh, okay. What am I doing now?
Just a welcome back. Like what would your radio persona be?
Oh, you know, I always love those the ones who are on late at night when someone can call in with a
oh yes
and we've got Manuel and he's calling us and he's got someone special that he loves and he'd like to dedicate this song to you. You know what I don't like though is when there's like a lot of clicking with their voices. No. Like that. All the mouth sounds. I cannot stand
bite
it.
Bite a green apple.
Does that really work?
I have no idea. But everyone insists that it does.
Seems like it would make it so much worse.
It does. Right?
Yes. Yeah. The pure absence of moisture, right? Wouldn't that be what
the
it is?
The pure absence of moisture.
It sounds like a cologne commercial.
It does. Yeah. It's a great tagline for something.
The pure absence of moisture. Calvin Klein. You know what I mean?
Come on.
What is the purpose of those asinine commercials? I know it's old to complain about them, but I just saw one.
Of perfume commercials?
Yes. And it's like Natalie Portman and it's random. You know, you picture just like all the work that went into it and someone, you know, the advertisers are like, here it is. And it's just poster boards that have like random visions of like a European field of wildflowers and a car and them on a boat. And then it none of it makes sense. And then she just looks at the camera and goes, well, what would you do for love? And it's like, no. What does this even have to do with anything? I hate it all.
I guess I feel bad for them because how do you
bad
advertise?
For them? Well, do you know how much money they make doing that?
How do you advertise a smell?
Oh, it's right. Really, well, I guess that's why they're so weird. Right?
I like the ones. Yeah. They still sell them in Dignity Falls, the bod that come in like the Windex sprays.
Yeah.
And it was, I want your bod.
Yeah, they still sell bod here.
Yeah.
Oh,
very
yeah.
popular.
Yeah. I don't like bod.
It's gone. I don't think it sells anywhere else.
And it's in the Windex aisle.
I've never been able to wear it because it's
You can't wear bod?
I've never been able to wear perfume. Oh. None of it. It all just smells disgusting to me. I just don't like it, you know? And
is it the kind of perfume that you're...
I don't know. All of it smells bad to me.
Oh,
all
every of it perfume.
Smells bad to me. It's
what
like,
about when wait, other people when you, wear perfume?
Yes, amazing.
Oh,
and it's like,
okay.
Is it my own personal pheromones that counteract what it's supposed to smell
what,
like?
What does it smell like to
I just
you?
Desperately want a signature smell, and I've never had one.
What does
vision board.
What?
Vision board.
No, vision board. Put
maybe
on,
that
put
could
on
be
there,
your smell.
Put on there, what's my smell?
That could be your smell. Vision board.
Vision board?
Yeah,
oh,
smell
like
a whiteboard.
Smell.
I always pictured the vision.
Oh, magic marker. Everybody loves that smell. What if that became your signature smell?
No, what are they
smell?
Called? Etch-a-sketch. Is that what they were called? What were they called? No, not etch-a-sketch. No, that's not what it's called. They were called something specific. The ones that had the flavors. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Doug knows what I'm talking about. He's going to find it. There were a specific,
smelly
they came in
markers.
A styrofoam, a white styrofoam tray.
Right.
And they were, I don't know why I said etch-a-sketch. I was totally wrong. They were these thick markers
uh-huh.
and you would pop them open. Oh, you would just smell that.
Mr. Sketch.
Okay, so I was right. That's why Sketch came into
well,
play.
Right. It was closer.
But there was, it makes sense. The roadmap my brain was taking makes sense.
I wish that the listener could have seen the sniff that you did. Because it was violent.
Well, I think you.
It's the only way I
could
describe
hear it.
I think they'll be able to hear it.
Are you okay after that?
Yes, but I'm telling you, you couldn't get enough of it because one was like blueberry. One they smelled amazing.
I sort
amazing.
Of remember this, but yeah. That was a bad idea,
do you
right?
Have it up?
Like you shouldn't do that.
Oh, you're just looking it up.
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be
no.
encouraging.
Well,
kids
but
to
I
smell
think this,
the chemical.
I think snort. This particular one was meant to be a little safer because it was flavored, right?
Meant to be
right.
a little safer does not sound like
well,
a it was great
the
80s. Idea.
That was the
it's
equivalent
true,
of
it's true. Oh my God, I remember the little searing hot oven. The where you would bake the creatures
yes.
or whatever.
Oh yeah, the shrinky dinks.
Oh well, shrinky dinks you would put into an actual oven. But
oh.
this was
you're talking about like an easy bake oven.
No. This was like a weird
the little bugs,
like
and
a
stuff.
Grill that you would
oh.
pour this stuff on.
Oh, I didn't do this.
And you would make your own little like rubbery creatures.
Oh wow!
But it was wildly unsafe.
Yes, of course.
Wildly unsafe.
Wildly unsafe.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else is wildly unsafe is our twins still hiding, and also the fact that Kensington.
What? Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
That Kensington could still be in.
Oh, it's so freaky.
I know.
Oh God!
How did he? It was so chameleonic the way
was
he was just
extremely
like,
weird.
Oh, it's, you know, it reminded me of that movie, The Lake House. Did you ever see that?
Oh.
Is that what it was called? The Night House. The Night House.
I was going to say it. Oh, the Keanu Reeves Thunderbolt.
Oh, the most terrifying movie. The Lake House.
He disappeared in the mailbox.
Where somehow they were able to communicate with each other across time. That movie's scary, but I was thinking of the Night House.
Is that what it is? Where it's a house on a lake? I only saw the trailer for it and I was like, no, thank you.
Yes.
Too
oh,
scary
so
for me.
Scary.
Is
so
it?
Scary. And there's somebody that, you know, you're looking at a bookcase or whatever, and then part of the bookcase turns and
no.
looks at you and you realize it's an optical illusion. He's been there the whole time.
Oh gosh, do you know what? Wait, what's it called?
The Night House.
I think the boys were watching that last month. Okay. Write Lake House. Write Lake House. Can you write Lake House?
Can you write Lake House?
Actually, can you write Lake House? Because I want to watch okay. it again. Because
sure.
it's so romantic.
Absolutely.
But then can you also write Night House?
Great double feature.
Lake House, Night House. It was the original Barbenheimer.
Even though they came out 10 years apart. It still counts. Because now, now they're both available to rent.
It had nothing to do with because they came when they came out. It had everything to do with that people discovered that they were a great double feature, those two movies together. That's what I mean by first Barbenheimer.
But you're not serious.
What
about
do you mean?
Barbenheimer?
What do you say? That they're good together? I don't know. I haven't seen either one of them.
Well, no. It was just that they were coming out at the same time.
No, I know. But there were people who were talking about actually seeing them back
to
back.
Well, that's because those people are weird.
Well, okay, Bert, but that's not my fault.
Joan, fair enough.
Thank you.
Touché. Anyway, well.
I think we need to read one more post.
Yes, we do. We have time for just one more post from the Neighbor Hap. And I will do the honors. Let's see. This one was submitted by Dave Pierce. Oh, thank you, Dave Pierce, for submitting this post. This is in the crime and safety section.
No,
that word was hiding from me in
I'm
one of the folds
you.
Of my brain. This is a fellow named Chris or a woman named Chris. Why did I have to say a fellow? I don't know. Chris,
don't get in your head about it.
When
don't
I hear
get
the name Chris,
it.
I automatically think of a guy that I know named Chris. Which you
your
know,
your Catholic friend Chris.
Congrats to that friend Chris.
Because you're the he's the first
he's
person
he's the
you think
default
of?
Chris when I hear that name.
Congrats, Chris.
All right. Subject line: Kansy visitor at 1 a.m. Chris goes on to write. Someone just woke me up banging on my door hard and then tried to get in a window. I checked it out a few minutes later and no one was still there.
What?
I went out and fired a couple shotgun shells in the air with some warnings. Total craziness. Stay safe. Then he concludes with this. My 95-pound dog ran and hid, so it could be a devil.
Wow, wait a minute. I need you to... Hang on. I'm going to need you to read like the last three sentences.
Absolutely.
After not still there.
After someone was, no one was still there?
No one was there, still there.
No one was still there. I went out and fired a couple shotgun shells in the air.
Okay, that's what I thought.
With some warnings.
Like, does he mean verbal warnings?
That's what I'm assuming.
Or does he think the shotgun is the warning?
I assume that the shotgun shells were warning shots.
Okay.
But the way he says with, this is a he. I think that's safe to assume.
I don't care.
I would assume that the shotgun shells were warning shots, but yeah. Perhaps he was firing the shotgun and then also saying,
why
hey,
you?
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then total craziness. Stay safe. My 95-pound dog ran and hid, so it could be a devil.
Okay, so I think that's what threw me. Okay, he thinks obviously not the dog's a devil, but the dog is running from the devil. That's
yes,
what
yes, yes. Okay. It never occurred to me that he was afraid his dog was a devil because it hid.
Really?
So maybe it was like a last-minute twist. You're right.
Oh, by the way, my
you're
dog
right.
is a devil.
You're right, because he sounds like a very even-keeled individual.
Even for Chris. But it's okay.
Wow.
So
there's a lot there.
There's a lot there. Fire the shotgun. Look, there's all kinds of people in Dignity
absolutely.
Falls.
And some people are hunters and some people, we have a lot of, you know, proud gun owners and people practice.
We also have a lot of shameful gun owners.
And, you know, it's not for me. I'll just say it's not for me.
Not for me.
It's not for me. It's not for this household. But I do hate the sort of just the whew. You know, without asking, again, it's that thing where he's not asking questions first. It seems like sometimes people just can't find another way to maybe get to the bottom of something.
Yes.
or what was the beginning again? Can I just look at it?
Someone tried to break in.
Yeah. Someone just woke me up banging on my door hard right. And then tried to get into a window. So, okay.
All right.
They're banging on the door.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that is scary.
Not the best way.
It is scary, but
no.
Do they, if you,
but what if it was, yeah, you think it's somebody new?
I mean, I would say if you're banging on it, usually if someone's banging on a door, they would also say something.
Right. And they're probably not trying to like very silently creep into something. Like,
yeah.
They're making
exactly.
themselves known right away.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then they tried to get in a window. We'll take his word for it.
Right. So you could be firing warning shots at someone you know who just is in an emergency.
They're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Yes.
Also,
if I'm in trouble, I'm running and I'm banging on my neighborhood's doors. You're not thinking, right? And that is exactly what that might have been.
Wait, this is not a such as.
I'm not issuing a such as.
No,
maybe
this is
we
a recommendation.
Should review okay. for everybody what a such as is. How would we define it?
Such as.
This is just within our little group that we have these things. This thing called such as.
Such as, of course, is you are forced to provide an example.
Yes, yes.
You can't just throw out something. If someone doesn't understand it, they can force a such as. And it really is just as simple as saying such as.
And the rule is you have to give the such as.
You cannot avoid it.
Yeah, you can.
You must provide a such as.
To be honest, we have been very withheld with our such as's given some of these wild interviews we've been doing.
It's true. I think we've really been letting people slide.
Yeah. Including each other.
Yeah.
All right. So what was your such as? What was it about?
Your recommendation.
My suggestion was that the dog was hiding from the shotgun shots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He didn't seem to. Yeah, to not maybe hiding recognize
from the,
that.
From
yeah.
the. Well, the other thing is, if it's a 90 pound
you're eliminating
dog,
the possibility that there was a devil out there.
Unless he's.
You're saying
he's
you're the saying there's no way.
He seems surprised that the dog
That's
is hiding.
That's a good
hiding.
Point, though, babe, because you know, if the dog, right, if the dog was 95 pounds, you would imagine, okay, is this a dog, like a guard dog? It sounds like someone like Chris would have someone like a guard dog.
Yes.
And a lot of times we all know that if a dog can smell a scent that is familiar to him,
yeah.
he's not going to, you know, bark or get frustrated. So the only time he like ran away and was scared was the gunshots. You're right. So maybe that's another clue that it was someone that he knew because the dog didn't freak out, right? Well, he doesn't mention it.
I really feel that Chris is in the wrong here.
I do too.
And this was somebody that he knew that needed help.
I think so.
And was maybe running.
What?
Maybe running from a devil.
Oh, that's what happened.
That's why they tried to get in the window. So like, I got to get in there.
Hate windows.
Well, no, it's just like, I got to get in that house.
Play.
I got to get in that house. You won't answer the door. I'm going to climb in the window. Please.
Yeah,
there's a devil chasing me.
Yeah,
they wanted to get in.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the devil must have got him because he didn't get in.
No one was still there.
No one will never know unless he realizes his.
No one was still there.
He looked out the window and no one was still there.
No one was still there.
So the devil took his friend.
Oh no. When's he going to discover it?
Chills with that.
We should keep an eye on this page just in case.
What if the dog was not a big guard dog, but just a like a big fat Yorkie, a 95-pound Yorkie.
95-pound teacup Yorkie?
Yeah. Could you imagine?
That would be funny.
I would love to see that dog. Yeah. Now, you know, I don't like guns either, but I love knives. Oh, I love them.
Oh, yeah. You're a real knife nut.
I'm kind of a knife nut, yeah. Yeah. I only have three with me today.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I'm sorry, buddy, but I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I want
Joan,
you to bring
never
knives
called me
to
buddy before.
She called you buddy.
I know that I really felt like I'd done something wrong. When Joan drops the B bomb.
Oh.
I wanted to defuse the situation because I was afraid he was not going to like me saying that I don't want knives in the house. What do you have? What kind of knives do you have?
I have my Swiss Army knife.
Okay. That's fine.
My regular old pocket knife.
Which is technically
which is single
about
blade.
Seven knives in
well,
one.
But they're small tools.
Well, it's two blades.
They're not all knives. Yeah.
Oh, do you have the toothpick in it?
Oh, yeah. You know I do. I've never lost. I'm proud
but
to say
you
this.
You say it like it's something you could never acquire, babe. You can have a Swiss Army knife. I'll let you
so
have
nice.
One.
I'm proud to say I've never lost the Swiss Army knife toothpick. Any Swiss Army knife I've ever had.
They always fall out.
Never lost one. Never lost one. Yeah, so I got that. I got a single blade pocket knife.
Okay.
And then, of course, I have my dagger.
Why?
My Sgiandub.
Uh-uh.
Which
I'm sorry,
I keep
what?
Tucked in my sock.
What was that?
That's my traditional Scottish dagger.
What's it called?
Sgiandub.
Sgiandub?
I've never said it out loud, so I'm not really sure.
Well, you know what? You're not going to be able to be laden down with all these knives when you're dressed as Santa going down the chimney.
Well, no, of course. I don't have all my knives. I have a special knife for when I'm Santa.
What is that? You don't need one knife for Santa. What are you talking about?
You think Santa doesn't have a knife? Come on. The guy travels around the world delivering presents in one night?
At the very least, like a letter opener.
At the... Doug, I so wanted to agree with you on that.
I thought you were.
He I was all geared up. At the very least. And then he stopped.
And then I processed it.
Well, he's got open packages and things.
No,
well,
he doesn't have to open them.
I mean, the letter opening probably happens weeks in advance of Christmas, probably.
Yes, of course. He drops off the presents and the kids open them.
Okay, so then what would
you
use the knife
ever
for? What would you use the knife for?
In case you got into a scrape.
Oh, my gosh.
There's all kinds of things out there. What? I don't know. It's, you know.
Into a scrape with a 5-year-old who stayed up to see him?
No. If you believe in Santa and you believe he can do all those things, who knows what else is out there?
There is a big naughty list.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and some people might take exception to that.
All right.
Or
I'm going to say this right now. I really, really wish you wouldn't wear one knife to play Santa, okay? Consider it. Will you consider it?
I'll consider it.
Okay. Also, you have not practiced this like 30-foot drop or whatever. 5-story drop.
No, I will practice it, of course.
Yes.
It would be ridiculous to not practice it.
Yes, it would. And it would
but
be
I
ridiculous
will,
to practice it with a knife.
I will
on your
practice this straight 30-foot drop.
Thank you.
You might want to drop the knife first.
No, we're not doing the knife, Doug.
I don't
want
to land on the knife.
I'm just trying to compromise.
Here's what I would do. I jump down the chimney, throw the knife up in the air.
Yes.
What? And the kids go, hooray.
No, then I land, I catch the knife.
Okay. And then the kids go, hooray.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to go.
Catch the knife in your teeth.
Oh, God. Oh, could you imagine?
I can't.
This is.
I forgot what I was talking to.
It's good.
Right, exactly.
To, yeah.
He's going to think about that for a while. He's going to put that on his vision board.
He just imagined. I mean, he came up with a suggestion.
You're right, babe. You had more than just like a blue line in your head, in your imagination.
It's not in my head. I try to explain this.
He gets mad every time we don't understand how his imagination works.
It's impossible to fathom what he's describing, but he still does get upset.
I can picture the words, and I know the meanings of words.
Wow. When you hear that song, Pure Imagination, does it make you angry?
Oh, yeah.
When Willy Wonka's like,
not many things make me. Also, just my imagination.
Oh, were you imitating my singing style?
No, just imitating the four tops.
Just my imagination once again.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Is it?
Well, I'm just saying it's good when you find songs where you kind of are only required to sing the same note. Works out pretty good.
Okay.
Well, that's probably it for us.
I think that's it for us. Look, if you would like to send us a post, of course, screenshot it and send it to burntandjoan@gmail.com. And if you would like to hear ad-free versions of the show.
Every time. This is not the first
time. It's just a regular thing now. If you want to hear ad-free versions of the show, I'm not going to explain it. Go to cbbworld.com where if you sign up for the Maximus tier, you'll also have access to the bonus room, which is bonus content from us here on the neighborhood. Listen, which so far as of this recording, we know for a fact you can hear a live recording of the show that we did with Dynasty Typewriter last year, and you'll also hear us. You can watch Superman 2 along with us.
You sure can, and there's more to come.
And that is the theatrical version, not the Richard Donner director's cut.
Oh,
which I just learned about that recently. That Richard Lester, who was another Richard director, took over for Richard Donner. The studio did not like the seriousness of the cut, I guess, that Mr. Donner presented. And so they had Richard Lester add in a 10-minute sequence of people blowing around in the wind.
I remember that.
Oh, it's hard to forget once you've seen it.
Pretty entertaining.
Yep. Pretty entertaining.
If I recall, we really
enjoyed
it.
Good
somebody with
bins.
An umbrella.
That's amazing.
Somebody on roller skates.
Makes so much more sense now because it was wildly random.
Exactly.
Yeah, and went on for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So any kind of weird thing you saw, like the fight in the diner and all that stuff, that was all Richard Lester.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, well, we're done. Goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris. This episode's guest was played by Corinne Wells.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maximus subscribers. Your support keeps the show going. Thank you.